Masechet Shavuot Perek Zayin Mishnah Het. A person who has to defend himself against a claim would only have to swear if the person coming with the claim says that he is definitely certain that he's owed money. That's on a Torah level. But Hachamim, under certain circumstances, said that even when someone coming with the claim is unsure, he can say with definite knowledge that he's owed money, that we still make the person defending himself swear. We'll list those cases in this Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ve'elu nishba'im belo beta'ana, shelo beta'ana. These people swear even without a definite claim being made against them. Hashutafin, business partners. If one of the partners is managing the money on behalf of the other partners. Ve'ha'arisin, a sharecropper. A sharecropper would lease land from another farmer and pay the owner a percentage of the yield of the crops as rent. Ve'ha'apotropin, an administrator. An administrator is somebody who's managing somebody else's finances for them. Ve'ha'isha hanose'et ve'hanotenet betoch habayit, a woman who buys and sells for her husband from her own home. She's running the store for her husband and manages his money. Uben habayit, a member of a household. Let's say there's a few brothers who's managing the estate of their father who passed away, and one of them is in charge. When any one of these people are called to give an accounting for their dealings with the other partner or the other heir, they're obligated to make a swear if they're asked to. But we'll qualify that statement. Amad lo, if one of the partners said to the other owner of the property, Ma ta to'aneni, what's your claim against me? The one who's managing is saying, what's your issue with me? Retzoni shitishabali. And then the owner tells him back, I want you to swear that when you managed my property, you didn't take anything from me. There's a suspicion that's underlying this claim. They think that the manager took something against the halakha that wasn't really his. So we say hayav, that manager would be obligated to take a swear, even though the owner doesn't know with definite certainty that the person who's managing the money took something. Hachamim require that people swear even in response to a claim that is uncertain, because people have a tendency to take money that's not theirs and rationalize. The rationalization could be, I'm doing the work, I'm managing everything, aren't I entitled to a certain fee? So therefore, Hachamim, in order to alleviate that problem, required a swear, even though on a biblical level, it's not there. And the same would be for all other situations that we mentioned over here. We're only giving one example, but it applies everywhere. Halku hashutafin veha'adisin, if the partners or sharecropper, they completed their dealings, they divided the property up, the partnership has ended, and this applies to all the scenarios we spoke about as well. And the one who was managing the property was asked to swear now, but when they ended the partnership, he was never asked to swear. At that time, there was no discussion about him swearing. The owner was silent at that time. We say, En yachol hashbi'o, the owner now cannot force him to swear without a definite claim. That leeway that Hachamim gave of forcing a swear even for an uncertain claim only exists while the partnership is still there, but not after it has ended. But nidgalgilalo shevu'a mimakom aher migalgilin alav et hakol. But if there was a scenario where the partner became obligated to swear from the owner as a result of something else, some other business dealing, so he's about to make a swear, then we say, Megalgelina laveta kol. Then the owner's claim that is uncertain, even after the partnership has ended, he could make him swear. We throw in a different swear from a previous partnership if he'd like to, because that swear is happening no matter what. We'll end the perek with a rule when it comes to Shemitah that has nothing to do with this. But usually when the Shemitah ends, all unpaid loans are canceled out, and a person who lent money is not allowed to pressure the person who borrowed for the money. Here we'll talk about how this law affects an obligation to swear. Dashevi'it meshametet et hashevu'ah. Shemitah cancels out a borrower's obligation to make a swear regarding a loan, just like it cancels the loan itself. In other words, when Shemitah hits, the loan is canceled out. But we say if there was an obligation for somebody to swear as well about that loan, and he never did it yet, but then the Shemitah hit, he wouldn't have to swear as well. The Shemitah year would cancel his obligation to swear as well.